Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation.
We're having a hiccup.
Oh, still there? Yeah.
Yeah, we're still there. Hold on a second. I'm going to restart it.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone, I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and gosh, we just have a life, heavenly-changing conversation going on tonight, I think, with Earth and Heaven, and I'm going to go ahead and bring on my co-host. It's Amy Frost. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm kind of sad. I'm feeling like I'm in hell on Earth, and I really don't know what to do about it.
Well, I think we have a guest chef in the house who's going to help us to take care of that. So, Amy, you want to go ahead and introduce Martin?
I'm going to dive in, and he can throw in anything else he'd like to throw in, but Martin Brute has been a mentor of mine for over 20 years. His work in spirituality at work is profound and has really helped shape who I am and my career and the work that I do in the world, and so I'm really honored to have him here, and the project that he's working on now is Heaven on Earth, and anything else you want to throw out there, Martin?
First of all, I'm delighted to be with you both. And Amy, that was a wonderful introduction. I hadn't realized it was that long.
I know, right?
No, I think that, you know, I'm a management consultant. I've worked with large companies in the U.S., Apple Computer, Mary and Merrill Dow, Sony Pictures, Southern California Edison. I've spoken at the Harvard Business School on vision 4 times. I co-authored Chicken Soup for the Soul at Work. We have over 1.1 million copies sold, and it's translated in 24 languages. So I have this pretty traditional consulting background, mm-hmm. And then I got into this topic, and so let's dive into this one.
I just want to take one comment real quick, Amy, here, that the main reason I so admire you and respect you is that you walk your talk and you live your principles. And I love that, and I love to see more of that. And I think this project is going to help do that.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you.
Yeah, so, Martin, straight off the top, you know, we're going to be talking, you know, the name of the show is 3 Simple Questions That Can Bring You Heaven on Earth. And how did you come up with the questions?
Well, so, as I said, I'm a management consultant. I'm paid to produce results. And, you know, years ago, I began to look in the world and say, I'm not happy with what I see. And the results that are being produced here, you just said it, you were kind of joking, Amy, at the beginning of the show, that, you know, it's hell on earth. I mean, that's a good way to talk about a lot of the results that are occurring in the world today. And so I came up with this idea, well, what if we started to talk about the kind of life and work and world we want, namely heaven on earth. Mm. And when that first thought came to my mind, heaven on earth, I can remember sitting there going, whoa, you cannot say that, you know, you can't use that phrase. And then I thought, well, why not? You know, we can talk about hell on earth, can't we? Why can't we talk about heaven on earth?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
So I began interviewing people, and I just would say, you know, tell me, what's heaven on earth for you? What's heaven on earth for you? And after you talk to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, you kind of get a notion of the patterns that are present. And so that I synthesized that down to 3 questions. And so if you both are willing, I know we didn't prep this beforehand, but I think it'd be really interesting for your listening audience. Would you be willing for me to have you ask you the 3 heaven on earth questions and have you answer them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, good. Question 1, recall a time, I'll say them really slowly, recall a time when you experienced heaven on earth. What was going on?
You want to go first, Amy, or you want me to go?
Robin, do you want to go ahead?
Sure. So, for me, I just love nature anyway. So, definitely being in a place of nature, and whether it's a forest or sitting by the ocean, there's definitely this sense of heaven on earth. And I'm a mom of two, and so it was when I was definitely holding my babies. Both of those instances really just are automatically places that I go for heaven on earth.
Okay, Amy.
For me, it's when I'm working with a group that's in conflict, and I feel like, oh crap, we're not going to find our way out, and then all of a sudden things start shifting, and these amazing moments when people start really coming together and seeing each other for who they really are, and we start finding answers to problems we didn't think we could ever solve.
Great. That's question one. I'm going to come back and comment on them after we go through them. Second question. Here's a magic wand, and with this wand, you can have heaven on earth. What's heaven on earth for you?
Well, Amy here. For me, it's creating community action teams all over the world, working on solving community problems.
Okay.
Yeah, mine was very similar. I mean, it's really about, just Amy and I both have that. We just love to teach. We love to be, helping people to have those aha moments. And a magic wand for me would be, being able to really come into helping people to get those aha moments and knowing that they're so easy if we just allow ourselves to open to what those really can reveal about ourselves and where we want to go.
Good. And then the third question, what simple, easy step will you take in the next 24 hours to have more of that?
And Amy, again, I'm working with the Association of Comprehensive Energy Psychology, and I'm in charge with the Humanitarian Committee. I'm in charge of the project creating action teams all over the world, and we have a team meeting tomorrow morning where we're going to talk about the details and how we're going to make that happen. So that's actually happening.
Great. Robin?
And for me, you're talking about, getting back to that slowness when we're meditating and being in nature and stuff like that, taking the time every morning to actually go and sit somewhere being outdoors, whether it's on my patio or wherever I'm at, to be able to slow those things down. And I really love to be inspiring people with creativity. And so part of that would be creating all different kinds of one-on-ones or, workshops where people could actually come and they're encouraged to just play and be in that creative sense of themselves, just seeing what's beyond their whole thing of thinking what they can do and what they really can do, and just being able to, have kind of a celebration of creativity.
Mm.
Wonderful. Let me go through each of the questions again. And so question one was, recall a time when you experienced heaven on earth. What's interesting for both of you is neither of you, and nobody does this, asked, what do you mean by heaven on earth?
Mm-hmm.
Does that. What they do is answer the questions
Wow.
like you just did.
Wow.
Which says that there must be what I call an already knowing within you that says, oh, when my child was born, working in conflict groups, whatever your answer is. But you know, or else you can't answer the question. Then we go to question two. Here's the magic wand. With it, you can create heaven on earth. The purpose for the magic wand is to remove the necessity of you having to know how you're going to do it. And if you don't have to know how, you can just dive right in and go deep into, this is what heaven on earth is for me. And then the third question is, we can't just leave it at the second question, this is what heaven on earth is for me. We've got to begin to engage, either with something new that you've never done before, or in both of your cases, something that you've done and are doing before and will do tomorrow anyway, which, if you say so, can also be your contribution to heaven on earth. So it can be exactly the same action, but with a different context around it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that.
Thank you. Those are the three questions. And what they do is get people in touch with, I do know what heaven on earth is because I've had an experience. I do deeply know what heaven on earth is, and let me bring that out now into the world and not be afraid of it or not be afraid that I'll be laughed at. And then let me take a simple, and this is becoming more and more important to me as I do this work, the word simple, as somebody mm-hmm. said to me last week, it's the driving force. It has to be something so simple that you go, well, I can do that. Good. Do mm-hmm. that, and then you're in, and then we begin to build this momentum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you, if you've got, the book is actually really wonderful because it's really a workbook. And we could literally spend a show on each of the chapters, because it's just so they're just so rich in being able to process, and we could do that. We could talk because we do have a cafe book club, so I think that would be really great for and having people coming and participating, and just really working with all the information. I was just kind of flipping through. He was really gracious and sent us both a copy of the book, and one of the chapters is talking about.
Robin.
We should mention the name of the book. It's Project
Heaven. Okay, it's called Project Heaven on Earth, Three Simple Questions That Will Help You Change the World, .. easily. Yeah, and I think that's important when it says easily. But you had one, I'm trying to see what chapter, but it's the story about overcoming roadblocks and the misbeliefs. Boy, that's such a thing that we just really love to, put road signs and stop ourselves. But it was that story about the Rosa Blanca. With the lady that basically Claire had gone and saw this need for the school kids to actually have a new school, and
yep.
just like you're saying, it's she looks and she says, well, how can I help? Can I get you, pens and paper and all that kinds of stuff? And they say, well, our country provides those. They actually need a new building, and she was like, oh my God, how am I going to do that? And so it was just these steps. Of, first getting the building and then being able to get toilets and then being able to get, water and just all the different steps that she had to go through. And the one thing I really loved about Claire was just like, okay, what's next?
Yep.
And it's asking that question, not having any kind of thing that you're going to do with it, but just like, it's almost like, universe or God or whatever you want to call it, what do you want me to do now? And leaving it as an open-ended question. I think that's so awesome.
Thank you. She was an amazing woman. That it just was like, oh, okay, well, you need shoes? We'll get you shoes. You need water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I don't have to get water, but okay, we'll get you water. And what was amazing to me is there was a book years ago, The Answer to How is Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
That's Claire. How do we do this? I have no idea. Let's do it.
Yes.
And
yes.
She made a miraculous.
And it's always going back to the universe is always saying yes. And we've talked about that on the show before about, the universe is saying yes, so it might as well be things that you really want to be creating as opposed to negative things.
That's it. And so if we go in a larger context, now imagine more and more and more people. If you go to my website, Project Heaven on Earth, and look at stories, I have 63 stories already. About people who have taken on a simple Heaven on Earth project that they've designed. Part of the issue here about Heaven on Earth is I don't tell you what Heaven on Earth is. I help evoke it from you, because once you know what it is and get in touch with that, the fire's been lit.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you get in that place, and it's really easy to keep going to that next thing. And I love the simple, easy approach, because once you start taking action, it just feeds that excitement, and the action keeps coming.
So
yeah,
let's take it now and jump it more and more and more and more people, which is happening now. It's more, as somebody said, it's more than a good idea, Martin. It's an evolutionary movement.
Mm-hmm.
As more and more people discover what their Heaven on Earth project is and do that, what we're doing is changing the story of what it means to be a human and what it means to be humanity and living that new story. And we've named that new story, we're co-creating Heaven on Earth. We're not, most people, years ago, we kept hearing, we need a new story, the old story's not working, but nobody named it. So it became a source of frustration. I'm saying, let's name it, let's make it bold, let's name it, we're co-creating Heaven on Earth, And what's your tiny, simple contribution? So the simple goes all the way from a woman in Hawaii who has attached her definition of heaven on earth onto every email that she sends out and asks people what heaven on earth is for the does question number two with a magic wand, all the way up to a woman who, in a webinar I was leading, said, oh, okay, Austria is a heaven on earth nation. That's my project. And I can remember sitting going, what?
Yeah.
And I said, Elizabeth, why? And she said, well, Martin, because it's simple. So she taught me that the idea of simple can be anywhere from adding your definition of heaven on earth onto an email all the way up to taking your country and making it a heaven on earth nation. It depends on how you define simple, and that's what I want you to discover through this is a workbook. Somebody said the other day, it's an instruction manual in how to create heaven on earth. I really like that.
I love that. And I think you're right, too, that it is an instruction manual. Yeah.
Because in addition to the three questions, if you notice, we also had seven gateways, internal gateways, external gateways, relationship gateways, values gateways, heaven on earth is this here now gateway. Each of those gateways I discovered by asking the three questions of people over and over again, and you can see very clearly these patterns emerge. So I wanted to share that, all of that, with the reader, so that at the end of the book, you come away with, I got it. This is what heaven on earth is for me, and here's the simple thing that I'll start doing. Good, you're in.
Perfect.
Yay, we're in. I'm in heaven. Yay. So I have a question.
Yep.
So when you were talking about heaven, you know, are there other words that people want to be using when it comes to their work?
That's a good question. People have said to me, can't you use another word like vision or, you know, deep longing or yearning? No, because heaven on earth really gets at what it is in a way that no other word that I've played with has really gotten to. And one of the fears about the phrase heaven on earth is that I have some ulterior motive to convince you that, you know, I have the answer of this is heaven on earth and you've got to follow my track, which is not true. It really is, I want to evoke heaven on earth from you. And once people discover what heaven on earth is for them, they don't care about the word heaven anymore because they know what it is and they're off and running.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's so powerful really moving it from the questions to the concept of being able to co-create heaven in earth. Because it really gives a sense of empowerment for everybody.
Yeah. Now, obviously, there are crazy people, there are evil people, you know, kill the blacks, kill the Jews. But those people are in such a minority. The majority of the world, you know, are good, honest, decent people who want to make the world better. That's who I want to have be in control of the world.
Right.
Now,
power of good. Mm-hmm. The goodness.
Right.
Power of goodness.
Did you, I don't know even how to ask the question, so I'm just going to throw it out there. What is your definition of heaven on earth?
I don't have a fixed one. I like to answer it in each moment. What's my definition? You want me to answer the three questions?
Sure. I would love that, please.
Recall a time when you experienced heaven on earth. Well, actually, this morning, when I was looking at my wife, and I just felt such love for her and from her, I actually blushed.
Aww.
After
14
years. True, I blushed. She was laughing. That was a moment.
The honeymoon ain't over. That's good. That's good.
Ain't over. No, it's not over at all.
Nice.
Second question. Here's a magic wand. With it, you can have heaven on earth. That people get that through declaration, they have the authority within them, within themselves, to co-create this new story about what it means to be a human and what it means to be humanity. So to sense in the world, to have the world sense that there's actually momentum on this. You know, I've never said that before. To have the world sense that there's momentum and that we are actually creating this new story and living this new story.
That's wonderful.
What will I do
because
in the next?
Because it's true. I really see that it is happening. You know what I mean? I really see that.
Go to www.projectheavenonearth.com and look at the 63 stories. I mean, a police officer who's written a 16-page manual on heaven on earth for law enforcement.
Wow.
A women's group who was, you know, crazed about violence against women and came up with this program called Making Change, in which they asked people to donate, get this, a penny a day for a year. They raised $2,500 quickly. They took this was in Canada. They took it to a group in Canada called Status of Women, which is the federal government, who gave them $100,000 for each of the subsequent 3 years.
Wow.
Nice.
A real estate company with 10 agents, and the woman I was speaking to said heaven on earth for her was the end of homelessness, which was a home for everyone. They started a program called A Home for Everyone. Each agent was asked and agreed to donate $100 off each commission check. They've raised over $200,000 in 5 years. They have a judging committee of the 10 agents and 10 clients, and they judge the proposals that come in every year and fund them.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, I mean, these are ideas I could never even think of.
Mm-hmm.
But when you unleash this, it's like human software that's been unleashed, and the results continue to stagger me.
And I don't think it's even just we're just breaking the surface, literally. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
What's going to be possible, and what, like you said, that critical mass. You know, that critical mass that's going to be happening.
Well, let's come back to the third question.
Oh,
he's not
going to
let you off the hook.
Yes, thank you. I'm doing, with the next 24, I'm doing another interview tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with a guy
Perfect.
In New York, and that will be a further contribution to this. Thank you for pushing me on that.
Well, when
she lives for that. That's part of her heaven.
I do live for that. I can't help it. And
part of her heaven.
What I would like to contribute to what you're doing is definitely, you know, finish the book, which I'm really enjoying, and I would like to do a Transformation Cafe, have this as a part of our book club. So we'll look at that later, but we definitely want to do that. And I'm going to be sharing it with the Energy Psychology Humanitarian Committee and encourage them to, you know, to answer the questions, to go to the website to get the book.
Great. I would also ask them, you know, another question, a fourth question, which is, using the same magic wand, what is heaven on earth for our organization?
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
That'll really open up. The other thing, because I got a copy of the book in front of me, the book is called Project Heaven on Earth, right? But there's another title embedded in that title, which is Project Heaven on Earth.
Mm. I love it.
The word project is both a noun and a verb.
Love it.
That's so profound. And, you know, people are going to get that anyway. I think it's a subconscious thing that just really helps the people, like you said, to feel empowered and moving it out into the world in ways that are easy. I love how you put easy out there, you know, easy, yeah.
Well, I think people need that because they feel so overwhelmed. Like I said, they do feel like they're in hell on earth. And to even say, like you said, they kind of turn your head a little bit, you know, and go, oh, there's another option, you know. And I think people, they can take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
The word
well,
easily.
Even more than taking the breath, it's the exhale of being able to move that forward, you know.
Yeah.
And going, you know.
The word overwhelm, there's a chapter on misbeliefs. You know, it's overwhelming. What difference can I make? I'm just a single person. I'm a man. I'm a woman. Whatever reason you can create in your own story about why you can't make a difference in creating heaven on earth, I actually want that to emerge when you look at heaven on earth. And then have you choose between Do I let that negative belief, that misperception, rule? Or does my desire, my commitment to heaven on earth rule?
You know, it's interesting. Our last book that we did in the cafe was Harville Hendrix in, you know, Getting the Love That You Really Want. And
yep.
the ultimate lesson, the ultimate takeaway was the fact that I do for others because it's something I need to do to heal myself. And I think that's such a powerful thing that, you know, and it's been so interesting. It seems like every show since we've completed that book has been a nuance of that expression. So I just think this is so wonderful that, you know, because you talk a lot about, you know, why don't we have heaven on earth? Because a lot of it's the childhood wounds that we've had. So
go back to that
in a certain way.
The psyche of civilization, I don't know if you got to the chapter on what the faith traditions say, but one of the things I looked at was, have we ever experienced heaven on earth collectively as humanity? And the answer is yes, when we were in the Garden of Eden. Then we got kicked out. And I looked at the three Abrahamic religions. I won't go into detail here, but in essence, you can go back to the garden, and I think our job is to make this into the garden. That's the way we go back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the job now. We're at a level of consciousness and development and maturity as humanity that now says, okay, this is the time. This is the new game we're in.
And I'm seeing that all over the place. People are so hungry. And,
yeah.
You know, they will just jump at this, Martin. I think they will just jump at this.
The hunger, you know, the hunger for life-affirming stories, for life-affirming results, for is, you know, I know in society some people view this as a very dark space, and it is, but it's also forcing each of us to go deeper into the depth of our soul and discover what's in there and bring that out into the world.
Be able to shine brighter. Do you have a page as well?
Say that again?
I said, do you have a Facebook page as well?
Yes. When you buy the book, you'll be invited into the private community, but there's also a public community called Project Heaven on Earth.
Okay, cool.
And what else would you like to say about how people can, you know, find out more and be part of this and join this amazing project?
There's a number of ways. One is clearly buy the book. And I would say I'm going to ask your listeners to buy three books, one for yourself, one for a friend, a colleague, a family member who you know needs this right now, and a third one for somebody who's going to come into your life that needs this book and you don't know who it is yet. And I've been saying that recently, and people really like that. It's not just about you in heaven on earth. It's about those around you and those around you that you don't know. So that's one. And the book is available on Amazon, all Amazons around the world. And I would sign up for, go to projectheavenonearth.com, look at all the stuff that we've got there as well. Immerse yourself in that. Go to the Facebook group, Project Heaven on Earth. We're building this community, this global community of people who are doing. Last week I had a woman in Morocco say, okay, Morocco is a heaven on earth nation. And then a couple of days later, another woman in New Zealand said, New Zealand is a heaven on earth nation. So we now have, it's interesting, women in Denmark, Croatia, Hungary, Austria, Morocco, and New Zealand.
Wow.
All of whom said, my country, we have a guy in Japan and a guy in Mexico. All of whom said, my country is a heaven on earth country. And how they did it is really interesting. They simply made the declaration. They simply said, I say so. Which is, because one of the fundamental questions here is, but Martin, how do we start the new story? If the new story is co-creating heaven on earth, how do we start that? We start it by saying so and by starting. The way you start a journey of a... It's, again, very simple. The way you start a journey of 1,000 miles is with the first simple step.
Exactly. Well, I look forward to this being a cafe cafe book, that's for sure. We definitely can have everybody coming on and joining us in the conversation, all these countries. That'll be exciting.
And Robin, what I want to challenge you to do is to start a group at the flower shop.
I would love that. I think that would be great. You know, talk about heaven on earth, having flowers all around us so they can be talking and sharing their wisdom with all of us at the same time, too. It would be just amazing. So, Martin, boy, I wish we had another 30 minutes to talk about all this kinds of stuff, but we will definitely would love to have you come back, and we'll talk to some other nuances and maybe give some updates of what's going on with people in all the other countries that are joining us as well. That'll be a wonderful.
With pleasure. With pleasure. Thank you both.
Oh, well, thank you.
So much.
And
we're excited.
Yeah, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe, and Martin will be returning. So we'll talk to you soon. Woo-hoo! Have a great day.
Still on?
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.